Hi there, bem-vindo a mais um Fast Mover Audio Experience, o seu podcast para aprender inglês. Mais um episódio 100% em inglês, uma aula super legal com uma professora britânica sobre vocabulário para falar de dinheiro em inglês, tópico importante. Nós gravamos essa aula quando eu estive em Londres esse ano com um grupo de intercâmbio e ano que vem tem intercâmbio novamente. Se você quiser mais informações, é só entrar no inamara.com/intercâmbio-Londres, que nós enviamos um orçamento para você. E essa semana também abrimos a pré-matrícula para a décima turma do CIA, o meu curso completo de inglês 100% online. Então, entra lá no inamara.com/pré-matrícula e deixa o seu e-mail para garantir a sua vaga. As matrículas abrem oficialmente no dia 12 de agosto. Então, bora praticar o listening nesse episódio 100% em inglês. Stay tuned and listen up! Video. If this is your first time on my channel, I'm Ina Marahuda. I'm an English teacher and at the moment I am in London. I came here to study English with IC Group Education. We brought a group of students to study here with some British teachers, including Lucy.
Hi, hello. Lucy.
Welcome here, and it's a pleasure to have you here on my channel.
Oh, thank you. Lovely to be here.
It's good that we can learn, you know, straight from the source. Like, she's British, right? So she can teach us a couple of interesting things. And I was wondering if you could perhaps teach us vocabulary or interesting expressions regarding money. I mean, there's so much to talk about on this topic.
There is
right?
Definitely a lot to talk about. So, I mean, even talking about money in general, in America, we would use dollars.
Yes.
However, here in England, we use pounds.
Exactly. And even talking about cents, you don't say like 50 cents, right?
No, so in America they'll say 50 cents. Also in European countries with euros, we would say cents for that. However, in England we use pounds and pence.
Exactly.
So we'd say 50 pence, or usually just shorten it to 50p.
Just P, just letter P, they yeah. understand you what you're talking
fine.
About, right? Wonderful. And also when you want to talk about money in a more sort of a slang, in America, I think they call it bucks, right?
Yeah, they call it big bucks.
Yes.
However, in England, we also use the term quid, rather than squid. So we say, oh yeah, it costs 50 quid.
50 quid, 10 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in London, if you hear quid, people are talking about money. However, in America, they wouldn't really use that word. They would say bucks instead, right? So what are the ways we can use money? So we can pay, for example, by cash, right?
Yeah, we can pay by cash and we can also pay by debit or credit card.
Okay.
This word, just remember debit, it's spelled D-E-B-I-T,
right.
Which is very similar to the word debt, which is spelled D-E-B-T.
Right, that's interesting.
So debit is for the card. Mm-hmm. For debt, it is when you're in debt, so when you owe money.
Yes, when you are broke, that's another thing,
yeah.
right? If you're broke, you have no money, it means you are in debt. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, definitely. So when you are broke, you have no money and you might be in debt, you might owe people.
Do you use this word here in UK as well, broke? Because usually I hear it in movies, like American movies. Is it a British word as well?
We could also, yeah, we definitely use it in Britain. In Britain, we actually do use a lot of American slang
right.
anyway, so...
Okay.
We watch a lot of American movies too.
We all do.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What else? Do we have maybe expressions like or idioms we could use regarding money?
Yeah, so some interesting ones. To talk about your bread and butter is to talk about your income.
Yes.
So, I earn my bread and butter... As an accountant,
right.
is to say I earn my income by being an accountant.
Awesome. So if you are a bread and butter, you are the person who brings the money to your home, right?
So the bread and butter is the income.
Is the income. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't say it's the person. I am a bread and butter. You wouldn't
no,
say
No. Instead, you would actually say I am the bread earner.
The bread earner. Okay.
Or the breadwinner.
The breadwinner.
The breadwinner.
The
bread earner is the person that brings the money.
Awesome.
The bread and butter is the income itself.
Perfect.
You can also bring home the bacon.
Bring home the bacon, that's so, a good one.
To bring home the bacon is to earn a salary. For example, I go to work every day and I bring home the bacon to my family.
Awesome, okay. That's a good way to use this word, this expression.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another example, to put money down the drain is
put money down the drain.
It's to waste or to misuse money. For example, my friend won £100 on the lottery, but they just used it on stupid things like cars. Cars for £100 on stupid things that they didn't need. So they put their money down the drain. Right. They just wasted it.
Good. Good to know this one. I don't really hear a lot. It's like really people use it a lot when they are like everyday conversations.
It can be heard quite often, yeah. Okay. To put money down the drain, yeah. Okay.
Good to know.
Another one, this one is moving away from money itself, but it still uses some money phrases. So to put in your 2 cents is
put
to
in your 2 cents.
Yep, is to give your personal opinion. So my friend, I was going to buy a car. She put in her 2 cents and said, no, that's a rubbish car.
Awesome. Good to know this one. I also didn't know this one. You see, it's good to learn from someone that is native, right? Because usually, I don't know, I wouldn't really learn it in on a textbook, maybe. Mm. So this is something that you would probably hear on a pub or in a daily conversation, I guess, right?
Yeah, definitely. And a last one for you, to put your money where your mouth is. I think this one's quite good.
Yes.
So this one is to stop talking about something and just do it. For example, my friend was talking about how she really wants to set up a business and she talked and I said, put your money where your mouth is. Just start that business. Stop talking and start doing it.
Very good one. let's think about maybe other sentence like where they could use this expression, because I mean it's good to learn the expression itself, but how can we use it? So could you please give us maybe another sentence on how to use that one?
Yeah, so this last one, when my friend she was having doubts, she kept talking about wanting to go to Peru every day, and finally she put her money where her mouth was and she actually went.
Okay, very good. Awesome, now we know how to use it. Okay, very good. Good to learn these ones. Is there any other vocabulary, anything regarding money that you could possibly teach us as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so when you go to the shops and you buy something for £1, you give £10, you'll receive £9 change.
Right.
So the amount of money that's left over from what you pay, we refer to that as the change.
Mm-hmm. So change can be a verb, right? Mm-hmm. To change things?
Yeah.
But you can also use it regarding money. So you have coins, then you have change, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What about loose change?
Yeah, so loose change, when we have, so usually we have a note for a big amount of money and then we have change and loose change. So for loose change, that's more about money that is in coins,
yes.
Usually smaller amounts that are not connected into one big money, they are loose.
Like, so you know when you find like a few coins in their pocket, like, oh,
yeah.
I've got some loose change here.
Yeah.
Right?
So the coin rather than in a note itself.
Any other expression or any other way to say that you have no money on you?
Yeah, so as you're saying, like, if you are out and you've just realized, oh, I don't have any cash, say, oh, I don't have any money on me, which means I don't have any money in my purse.
Right, so I don't have any money on me. So
on
use the preposition on, right?
On. I don't have any money on me. Yeah.
Or I have no cash on me right now. That's another way to say
it. Yeah, so I don't have any money. I don't have any cash, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, actually, another one which is quite interesting is to make money, which we use to say we earn money. For example, I could say, I make money selling cakes at the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I earn money by selling cakes.
That's how you make a living.
Yeah.
Right? That's another way to say.
Excellent.
Right?
To make a living, to make money, yeah.
Awesome.
To earn a wage.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful, very good. So we know already how to say when we don't have money, but what if we have loads of money on us? Oh. How can we express that?
Really,
as well?
If you're very lucky to have loads of money on you, you could say that you are loaded.
Loaded.
So this phrase loaded to show that you have a lot of money.
Very good.
For example, the queen is loaded.
She
We can also say another word for loaded, we can also say well off.
Well off.
So you can say the businessman is very well off, he has
right.
a lot of money.
Or also wealthy as well, if
wealthy,
someone has
yeah.
lots of money, or he's very rich, so he is very wealthy, right?
Yeah, definitely. Also, so maybe if you are lucky enough to be loaded, you might want to help your friends out a little bit and pay for some of their things. So you go for a coffee, you both buy a coffee, and you might say, oh, this is on me.
Right.
This means that you
I'm going to pay it.
Yeah.
I pay for it.
Yeah, I'm going to pay for it. Don't worry, this is on me.
Okay, so if anyone wants to pay for something, please let me know.
If you're unfortunately not loaded, you might need to actually split the bill between people. You might need to share the cost.
That might happen.
Unfortunately. So one way to ask how much money you need to give somebody, you might ask them, how much do I owe you?
Right.
This phrase, owe, which we can use in many ways. We say, how much do I owe you? Do I owe you anything?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I go for coffee, my friend pays for it on his card, but we didn't actually split the bill, so I might be like, oh, how much do I owe you?
Yeah, and then you just pay for whatever you owe that person,
yeah.
right? Very good. Awesome, so lots of ways to talk about money, lots of vocabulary. I think we probably have learned a lot today with Lucy. Mm. So I'd like to thank you, Lucy, for being here with
us. I was very happy to be here. Thank you.
I'm sure lots of Brazilians will be really happy to learn a little bit with you, especially to hear, you know, from a British perspective, especially your accent, which I absolutely love. So thanks again. And if you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, please do it now. Hit the like button. And also let's continue this conversation here on the comments below. So leave us a sentence with one of the words we mentioned on this video so we can practice also a little bit. And share, please share with your friends. I'm sure there are many friends that will be delighted to learn here with Lucy. Thanks again, and I see you next video.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.